It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. There's certainly you've heard the history of residential segregation in America, and Richard Rothstein has written a book about it. It's called The Color of Law. He will be here next week on Monday. And Dr. Patrick Murray, Professor of Philosophy, and John C. Kenefick, Faculty Chair in the Humanities, is here with me live to talk about this presentation and talk about the book. You're kind of studying the book, aren't you, Doctor?
Yes. Thanks for this opportunity.
Great to have you this
morning.
Yes,
there's a new institute at Creighton, the Kingfisher Institute for the Liberal Arts and the Professions, and the institute's sponsoring a reading group on the book, The Color of Law. And so, yes, we're studying it.
Well, let's talk about what you've seen from the book and kind of give a prelude to the presentation that Richard Rothstein will give us when he's here.
Right. So the main point of the book is that racially segregated housing is a consequence not just of private decisions, private discrimination, real estate agents, but is really the consequence of decades and decades of government policies at the federal level, at state level, at local levels. And the book really goes through in the different chapters the many different ways in which government really segregated. Sometimes it's just outright racial zoning, denial of mortgages to African Americans. In some cases, the federal government tore down neighborhoods that were integrated and put up federal housing that was explicitly racially segregated. So even kind of turned back the clock in some places.
So just to focus on that for a moment. So these neighborhoods were integrated with multiple ethnicities. And so everybody was forced out. And then new housing was built that was specifically for
for whites or for blacks. So the famous housing project Pruitt-Igoe in St. Louis, where the Spinks brothers, the professional fighters, came out of.
Right.
I lived in St. Louis for 10 years. I never knew this until I read the book. There were two buildings, Pruitt and Igoe, and one was explicitly for whites and one for African Americans. And that was the Federal Housing Authority.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
I also, by the way, lived in St. Louis, grew up there. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So
these policies cut across many things. So a lot of housing involved racial covenants. So when you bought a house, part of the contract was you would sell to whites only. And, of course, the question was, would the government at various levels enforce those contracts? And until a Supreme Court decision, I think it was 1948, yes, the government did. So, in other words, the ways in which the government at all levels really had an explicit racially segregating policies affecting, the federal housing that was constructed, affecting loans that were made available or not made available, both to developers and to individuals. Yesterday at our reading group, we had a presentation of a redlining map that goes back, that was put together by federal housing authorities in 1935 of Omaha at that time.
Okay.
And it sets out, just identifies regions basically saying to developers and real estate agents, okay, here's where you should invest. Here's not. And of course, it's tracking the already existing racial divisions of housing in the city. And when you overlay contemporary demographics, life expectancy, income and wealth levels, educational attainment, you will see a very close correlation. So that's really the point.
It's as though the lines were drawn in the late 1930s, and the ramifications of those drawn lines still exist today.
That's exactly right. And in some ways, this book is a letter to Chief Justice John Roberts, who decided a case, cast a deciding vote in 2007 on a case involving Louisville and Seattle about trying to desegregate the schools relative to the housing. And what Chief Justice Roberts said was, well, the government wasn't responsible for this. And this whole book is really an answer to that judgment to say, actually, it was substantially responsible. And so really the government, the end of the book is we really need to, as a country, remedy a situation that our government really acted unconstitutionally over such a long period of time.
I'm assuming that folks will have a chance to express opinions after Richard Rothstein's presentation here.
That's right.
Which is Monday, March 25th, 7:30 p.m. It's at Hickson Lead Auditorium at the Harper Center at Creighton University. Right. Morning Edition continues.